KMJ News Time is 7:49. It's Monday. That means we get to welcome our guy from the Business Journal, Gabe Dillard. Mr. Dillard, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
So one of the big things in college football right now, I mean, and that's really an understatement, is name, image, and likeness, NIL. And around the country at universities, primarily FBS universities, we have what's called collectives. And now Fresno State has gotten into the collective arena.
Definitely. So the Bulldog Bread Collective, so bread is spelled like the bread that you eat, is a way to help support Fresno State student athletes financially, inviting the public and businesses to become members and kind of pitch in and help them. It works through, as you mentioned, the new name, image, and likeness ruling, so NIL, that allows student athletes to profit from the use of the NIL that they own for marketing purposes. Some students, like the former Cavender twins at Fresno State, are making big money off of NIL, but most athletes aren't. So Bulldog Bread was set up by former Fresno State football and NFL player Chris Pacheco. People can donate to an investment pool to help make sure students can help make ends meet. For as little as $100 a year or $100 a month or even $1,000 a month, you can help these athletes out and also get some swag in return, T-shirts, tailgate tickets, luxury suite tickets. It kind of runs the gamut. But if you're interested, or your listeners are interested, they could visit bulldogbread.com and learn more.
Well, I know Chris Pacheco, and I don't know anybody in this region that is more passionate about Fresno State than that former Bulldog. So this will be good for the future, going forward and into the future for future Fresno State athletes. We're visiting with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right, so we have a bit of a gridlock. You'll see what I did there. A bit of a gridlock with PGE, the home building industry, and buyers going into new homes.
Yeah, this is kind of turning into a big story. So local home builders are very concerned about getting their new housing subdivisions hooked up to the grid. And they're directing their frustration at PG&E. Because of PG&E employee furloughs, it can take up to 150 days for PG&E to send crews to connect entire housing subdivisions to electricity and gas. And what the result is delaying folks from moving into their brand new houses. If you have a newly signed mortgage and, with rapidly increasing interest rates, that's a problem. The worst case scenario, some buyers might have to requalify for a loan at these higher rates if their mortgage terms expire while they're just waiting months and months to get into their new houses. PG&E, for its part, says it didn't forecast the amount of demand from its from contractors, from the builders who have been busy dealing with PG&E's been busy trying to reduce the danger from the wildfires and all that. So they have their own issues. This is not just a problem for home buyers. State Center Community College District has also filed a complaint about not being able to connect its new campus in West Fresno. What the construction industry wants is for PG&E to get their crews out there sooner than 5 months. This year would be ideal. They're looking for a more certain timeline. So our reporter Edward Smith broke the story in our Friday paper. In that same day on Friday, Mayor Dyer and council members Gary Bredefeld and Tyler Maxwell announced an item for this Thursday's council meeting to hire a consultant to look at options for how to deal with this, which could include the city starting its own municipal power district, which would be a big move. And in fact, they're going to have a press conference about this in a couple hours this morning. That could address some of the long-term frustration with PG&E, but it doesn't look like it's going to address the current problems. I think maybe public pressure might do that. But we'll continue to keep your listeners informed about this really big story.
We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right, so I'm not trying to minimize this problem down to something simplistic, because obviously this is a very complex situation. But when I hear that PG&E didn't anticipate the demand, I guess the first thing that pops into my head, without having any firsthand knowledge, Gabe, is it seems that there was a communication problem from one or more parties here.
Yeah, you know, that's usually the case, but you know, PG&E has its issues. They're just three years removed from bankruptcy protection,
yeah.
And yeah, you know, it definitely something wasn't communicated. But you know, people were buying houses like crazy as well. So
yeah, you know, no doubt about it. All right, he is Gabe Dillard, and of course, he joins us Business Journal. Pardon me, he joins us every Monday at about 7:48, 7:49. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.